The next patient is Candelario Enriquez. Candelario is the first name, C-A-N-D-E-L-A-R-I-O. The last name, Enriquez, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z, like in Zulu. Clinical case of a 66-year Hispanic male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4 going into stage 5. Period. The patient has obstructive nephropathy. He has a history of neurogenic bladder. And he was catheterizing himself frequently, but apparently has gained the ability to urinate by himself. And in order to make sure that he empties the urinary bladder, he catheterizes himself, but any time that he passes the catheter post-voiding, he obtains less than 2 ounces of urine. The laboratory workup shows that the patient has a serum creatinine of 4, a BUN of 48, and estimated GFR is 15. The CO2 went up to 20 after we started the patient on sodium bicarbonate. He's taking 2 tablets 2 times a day. The liver function tests are very well preserved. Interestingly, the patient doesn't have elevation of the PTH, is 63, and the phosphorus is 4.4. Period. Since the patient has been CKD4 for a lengthy period of time, he has been referred to the kidney transplant program at Tampa General Hospital, and he is active in the transplant list. Number two, hydronephrosis that we have discussed before. Following number, proteinuria. The patient has a albumin creatinine ratio of 77, and this is most likely associated to the underlying process that of obstruction. Following number, the patient is taking 300 milligrams of allopurinol and the uric acid remains elevated at 11.4. I think that this patient should be treated aggressively with the administration of Krystexxa. K-R-Y-S-T, like in tango, E-X-X-A, Krystexxa. We are going to do the prior authorization for the infusions, and once the patient gets approved, we are going to order the G6PD and start the patient in immunosuppression, and provide him with colchicine in case that the patient develops acute gout or aches and pains after the first infusions. We will follow the protocol. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has BPH that is controlled at the present time. Following number, the patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease that is compensated at the present time, has been evaluated for the kidney transplant by cardiology, and as mentioned before, he is active. Following number, anemia that is mild, We continue to monitor that. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol that was reported at 238 with HDL of 38 and triglycerides of 241. The patient is encouraged to continue the administration of the atorvastatin faithfully. A following number, a gastroesophageal reflex disease that is asymptomatic. At this point, we will keep in touch with the patient for the Krystexxa infusions, and we're going to reevaluate the patient in June with laboratory workup. I encourage the patient to call the coordinator at the kidney transplant program and make sure that they are taking the monthly samples that is required, that are required. We will follow him after June the 10th of
24. Now, what would you do?